Can pellets made out of scrub replace coal? What possibilities will agricultural land have to grow biofuels in the new future, in the near future? And renewable energy, how will it develop to be able to replace CO2 emitting power plants? Today and tomorrow sees experts gather in Cowra to consider these very questions. The town will host talks featuring speakers from universities, businesses and the CSIRO as part of the Energise Central New South Wales Conference. Today is the conference, and tomorrow is a public exhibition. To talk through the highlights, I'm joined by the conference convener, Dylan Gower. Good morning, Dylan.
Morning. How are you going?
I'm good. Now, this conference has been planned for some time. Timing's worked out to be spot on, really.
We know a few people in high places, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Look, and the focus has been on some of these high-powered people coming out here. James O'Loughlin, Andrew Upton, were they jumping at the opportunity?
They were excited about participating in the opportunity. Andrew Upton's been a passionate person about the environment for some time, and he's coming to talk about the greening of the wharf, which is a project that he did with the SDC in Sydney.
And which was about sort of really significantly reducing the emissions of the complex.
Exactly, for a big organisation and their huge footprint that they have and how they could go about it and implement it in a very successful manner.
And what's James O'Loughlin there for?
James is coming as an inspirational speaker. He's attending the schools, schools in Cowra. He's going to be presenting to the school children there on about innovation and about technology and embracing that sort of environmental components in education.
Now, how did this event come to be in Cowra?
As part of the Natural Resource Management Advisory Committee, which advises to Cowra Shire Council, we put it up as an idea that an energy project might occur. It came about that a conference was recommended, and it's, as you said, been a long time in the making.
Now, what's on the agenda for today?
Today's a series of case studies that are presented dealing with biomass and bioenergy, and then also in the afternoon we're looking at distributed energy and other technologies.
And so is this about looking at some of the things that are already in place or the opportunities in the future?
It's a combination. The case studies are projects that are in the making, some of the things that are being explored, but they're also great examples of potential for regional communities.
So things like, in the introduction I said, can pellets made out of scrub replace coal? Tell us what sort of conversations you'll be having looking at that.
Effectively looking at, it's a Mallee trial scrub. It's effectively implementing planting regimes that will bring about a resource that can be used in firing up coal-fired power stations.
How many Mallee scrubs would you need to produce the electricity we need to get through every day?
Thousands and thousands, but that's something they're trialling at the moment. So that'll be presented as one of the case studies.
And what else is exciting you in terms of these future opportunities that we might not have heard before, Dylan?
I think some of the stuff is to do with biomass. I think that's a really interesting development at the moment. Not unheard of, but it's something that, particularly for regional and agricultural communities, is a very significant component of potential energy production.
So give us an example of that.
Something we're looking at is rotational crop grazing, which could be used in the potential for biofuels. That's an example, and that's one of the case studies presented as well. Also, pyrolytic converters, which is an example coming from Pacific Pyrolysis. They're basically using waste residual product to fire up large combustion kilns to generate energy.
Now, we were just speaking a little earlier to Ben Barden, who's heading your way for this conference in Cowra today, about job losses from the introduction of the carbon tax. He's suggesting, and as are others, that New South Wales Treasury figures have neglected to look at renewables and the jobs that will be created through all of this. Are you confident that there'll be plenty of jobs here in our region in this emerging sector?
Well, I think there'll be a combination of emerging jobs, but also there'll be jobs in transition. So as energy producers look at different ways of actually producing energy in different technologies, there's going to be an uptake of new skills required to potentially fire up these new technologies. So I think it's a combination of reskilling, but at the same time also providing new technologies.
And are these jobs sort of 10, 20 years off, or will they be sooner than that?
I would suggest they're probably sooner. in a shorter term time span. Some of these projects that will be presented should be up and running in the next couple of years.
And that's what people want to be hearing. Now, is there opportunity for the general public to get involved in these events?
Yes, tomorrow or today, last minute, if you're in the Cowra area, we still take registrations later today. But certainly tomorrow is the expo, which is being held at the Cowra Showgrounds.
Now, tell us what's going on there.
Well, it's mainly the presentation of the technologies that we'll be talking about today that'll be on display for the public to come and see.
And opportunities for domestic use of some of these as well? It's not just big scale.
There'll be small scale domestic stuff for householders as well.
Sounds good. Where's it all happening?
Cowra Showground, just over the bridge, if you head down the main street of Cowra, up to the showground. It'll be there from 9 till 2. PM tomorrow.
How many people do you reckon you've got involved in this all up, Dylan?
Today we should have about 200 people in the Civic Centre. We're just about to kick off, so I might have to leave you shortly.
Yes.
But tomorrow we're expecting a large turnout, so a lot of the people going from the conference will be there, but we're expecting a large part of the general public to turn up as well.
Good stuff. I hope it is well attended. Thanks for your time.
That's all right.
There's Dylan Gower about to scurry off and open the Energise Central New South Wales Conference.